Okay, so we're holding here in Kitapur Patsaya. So we saw last time the inyan of the tzeil of Mitzilah Hamariti. Now he's going to focus on the tapuach. Why is it called tapuach? So tapuach is a very, very, I guess, a symbolic fruit in the lishenis of the Zayar and Kabbalah. It represents malchus, the b'china malchus. It also, and b'meila also represents three gvanim. An apple is a fruit that has the most varied colors. It has white, it has red, and has green, which sort of in the world of colors, those are seen as these sort of three extremes in the middle. White is colorless. Red is very powerful color, except for black, which is sort of an absence of color. Red is the most powerful color. And green or blue is seen as sort of being a middle of the road type of color. That's the, so these are three types of anhagas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, the Hainu. And this is another interesting, I guess, word mashal, but it's a way in which they use these inyanim. The tapuach, the gvanim, means it's the same item but with different light cast on it. So if let's say you see the same object in red light and white light and green light, you say to yourself it's the same object but with a different shade or with a different gavan. So the word gavan means a shade, as it's the same thing but with a different mahalach, a different spotlight on it. So it's a way of helping describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his different bechinas. It's the same thing but given in a different, with a different light on it. And now he brings a pasuk. Zichu rishonos me'olam. Remember the things that were. Ki anochi keil. I am God. Ve'ein oid. And there's no one else. Ve'efes kamayni. So the pasuk is referring to, the Goyen learns, to the Makkos of Paro. You know, zichu rishonos me'olam. Remember the first revelations. Pirush. Ki b'sholosh makas ha'shen shal parik siv l'man teda ki ani Hashem. So, o b'sholosh emtzoyis siv ki Hashem l'kenu k'av aretz. O b'reshen is ma'a b'achen is siv ki'en k'mayni. V'zeh shama ki anoichi keil. Pirush l'mala. V'ein oid b'avir. V'efes k'mayni. Pirish ba'aretz she'ein mi'adam leklal ma'ishakosu b'ashrayim imalo tzatochas einoid. So he divides up the three sets of the makis into three different types. Now the division of the makis is written out a lot in different svarim. It's obvious that 10 is connected, 10 anhagas, and these 10 anhagas or spheres divide into three spheres, and a lot of different mahalchim in how to explain each set. The fact is that the first ones were in Shemayim, then there was an Aretz, there was in the Avir and an Aretz, all sorts of different ways of dividing up the makas. Al Kaponim, he says, so Taichik in the Pasuk, the Goyen says, Leman Teda Kini Hashem. So that is the first group, and that corresponds to Kanechi Kel. In other words, establishing a Metzias Rebbein Shalom. So when we speak about Elyonim, we talk about the Rebbein Shalom being there, existing, presence. The Ein Oid, we talk about Avir, which means that there are no other Koichos such as Malachim. You know, Avir represents some sort of middle stage between Shemayim and Aretz. And therefore, we say there are no other beings, even malachim and sharsim and things of that nature. And finally, the ephes kamoini pirish ba'aretz, that means that there is nothing in this world over here. We deal not with malachim, we deal with the mashal droughts and crops and animals and things like that. So ephes kamoini, those are the three categories. V'zeh ashloisha gvanim sha'amru, v'lachein rimshal l'tapuach. Now, the Goyen just leaves it like this, and he says these three things are connected, these in Yonim. Doesn't explain what in the world one has to do with the other. The three gvanim are seen as chesed, gvur, teferes, obviously, those are the three gvanim always. And then he says, Dora of Shemayim, Avir, and Oretz, very nice. And therefore, what's the Kesha? So let's take a look at the bottom at his Aura over here. Divra Ben Sorbia, obviously. Mayan Shesh is Chalke Oilam, Shakash Brohu, Masha Shkhanasim, the Gimak Vanja Tapua. Well, what's the Kesha? We talk on the Vayadine, it says, it says, Sholish Imois, Emesh Bo Oilam, Avir, Mayim, Eish, Shemayim Nivru, the Eish, and its Nivris, Mimayim, Avi Miruach, Machre Beitayim. So basically, he addresses these three different halakim are connected, Mayim, Eish, and Ruach. Then he brings a tzushtel from Yisrael Zichava that it says, Gevura is koyach ha'esh, mayim is obviously koyach ha'chesed, and then obvious the feres. That's basically what he brings over here. He brings a whole bunch of makaris that set it up like that, which is fine, but it still doesn't give us an answer to what's the kesha. I mean, yes, there's a technical kesha. This is Eish Avimayim, and that's connected Gvur Tfaras. It's still not helping us in any sense getting some sort of Tfisa Havana in what it is. So I think it basically goes like this. The Hanhaga Min HaShemayim is Kuli Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Noisin, a Mashpia, he wants to give, you know, Mipelin HaSeitz HaRos, HaTovos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give everything tov. That's the kavanah of Rishonim. Mitzad the mocker and the shorish is kavanah for tov. Mitzad the mekabel, there is midas hadin. In other words, and let's explain this knach. It's a very important knach. When we speak about midas hadin being for the mekabel, what it means is it's not the mekabel's unless there's midas hadin. Lemashal, let's say there's a line, there's a guy giving out candy for kids in the shul, candy man. So the kid getting the candy, he doesn't have any mitzias, any active mitzias in this transaction. The guy giving the candies is the Baal Chesed, if the candy is good for the kids, and he gives them out, and he gives them out to whoever he goes to. Whoever gets it is, what's the right word for it? He's passive. He's like a marshal by Kedushin. It says, Isha Niknis, you know, she like the Rav famous son says, she makes herself Hefker, and he does the Maisa Kinyan. So there is no real Maisa that comes mitzad the So when I come to my boss and I say I worked 10 hours, you have to pay me, you know, whatever it is, $100. So now the mekabel is an active person. It's a din in the mekabel. I'm getting the $100. I am taking the $100. In order for the world to be a mekabel, it needs to be zeichah b'din, or else the world is not a mekabel. It's just there are passive entity. That is, those are the two extremes of Shemayim and Aretz. Baretz Nosan Levnei Adam means it has to be mine. It has to be my Maisa, my Asiya, my doing. And it's like that mitzvah, that's in Taich. Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'ein Oilam Miskayim with Midas Hadin. So he was shitty for the Midas Rachim. So there's another Anhaga where it's possible. So the Mashal, let's say, I'll give a Mashal. Imagine I'm in the school and there's a test and I know it well. So the mark I get is what I deserve. Let's say I do a test and I know nothing, but the teacher is merachem on me and feels terrible for me, whatever, and gives me a passing grade. It has nothing to do with me. It's the teacher's amazing. That's all it is. Sometimes the teacher can be machashiv, the effort I put into it with this and this, and be machashiv it l'toivos. So the mile that is, it is my input. I worked very hard. Mitzad me, I would have gotten a 60. Then mitzad the teacher, it makes a passing counting in a gather of the pchinas chishev esakets. Then I could throw who counted this kosher, she would count other things. So it's not the pshat that it was just a sugar daddy just throwing out candies to the kids. There was a real pu'ula mitzad us. It's our asiya, it's our earning, and it's together. Lemaisa, and I want to stress this point about Malchus in general, that is an extremely powerful, of all the anhagas, in a certain sense, this is the most powerful anhaga, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can make us eligible so that we ilu earned our way. Mashal ma'adav adayma. A person is a well-to-do businessman, manufacturer, whatever it is. And he sees as long as some of the kids are running around doing nothing. So he has different health. He can give them money stamp to go out and have a good time. So that's a chesed from his part. But it's not really that great for the kids. He can create jobs for the kids. And the kids work and earn due to the jobs that he created. And that's the ultimate instructor. So if he has a real job that he needs, I need somebody to schlep these boxes. I can't do it myself. So then I'm not doing any favor. It's kuloi mitzad, the ones getting it. But the fact that I create a system, I create jobs. That's what I'm making the factory for. I create jobs and I can have people work. That's the ultimate. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes to us through a leader of enabling us to earn our way. That's the ultimate mitzvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And nisif to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezavikit with chesed to make that applicable all the time to everybody. So even though I can't pass the test, but if I did it hard and I worked as much as I could, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechashev other things also, from tzair and so on. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a tapuach batzayar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes also all gvanim. And a person is makir all those gvanim. We makir the times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us without any, we deserve nothing. But there are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled us to earn our way so that we become who we are through our merit. And that's the greatest chus HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu added to that it's... That he will allow that anhaga to function with some sort of shita with the first anhaga, so that I can even get by on merit when I need a shtick or help. So those are three anhagas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those anhagas are they set the basic stage for the interaction of Kadosh Baruch Hu with us. How is that interaction going to happen? That's what it's about.
So there's nothing dafka on the three specific colors to the tapuach, right? It's just the fact that it's multifaceted. It's three-faceted, no, and that...
The fact that one... Usually, most items tend to have one mitzias. So we say to ourselves, this is its mitzias. But when you have something that's three gvanim, there's a breitkeit. I mean, I don't want to install make the two shtals there, but I mean, one of the incredible... in the Anum about Moshe Shapiro was how many different gvanim he had in himself. all the different chachmas that he enjoyed, all the different situations, all the different halakim of ruchnius. You know, there's something extraordinary because it's not usual for one person to incorporate. All other fruits tend to be a lot more monochromatic. They tend to be have the same color. They don't have three sharply different colors. Also, the tastes. An apple has tastes ranging from sweet, sour to tart. It is interesting that a tapuach remains something that has unusual to it. Mm-hmm. Oranges are always orange. Lemons always have a very similar taste. Yes, there are variations, of course, but in a tapuach, there's an extraordinary complexity of flavor and aroma and so on that is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a reflection of that. But Moshe told somebody once, a chav of mine, he was becoming a shiva, some shiva. This person was more, he had a way of explaining different drachma masugya, and he told him, your job is to sensitize it to all the gvanim of a sugya, like the different ways in which you can look at a sugya. And I remember Moshe was extremely taken by that the idea of something that you can express it with so many different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
A dava, chaviv admoid.
So, but Lamaisa, are we saying that when we say Kitaburach Batse Hayar, so the initial explanation was that there wasn't much shade, right? By the an apple tree, I mean, I went apple picking a couple of times on Sukkot, and the apple trees have a pretty substantial amount of shade. Right. Is it that we're just saying that it's a tapuach, and then it's also a tree with minimal shade, or?
I don't know. No, I'm not sure what they're comparing it to. It may be that a palm tree has a more consistent shape. I don't know. I also had an apple tree. It died. It also, you know, it has, maybe the shade is more bunched together. I don't know. It doesn't maybe have a deep shade. I can tell you the one tree that seems extremely shaded was, I have a fig tree that I inherited from my landlord, from my previous seller. And when the leaves are full, there's a perceptible difference in temperature underneath the leaves and outside the leaves. They're incredibly, they cannot cover, it's almost like a place you could live under.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, they're very broad, the leaves, and I don't know, you know, I'm not sure, but
uh-huh.
I guess if that put was more sparse, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Upiri Masak Lechiki. So you describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the Kitapuach Batzei Yar, and Piri Masik Lechiki, Pirush. Acha kach shibo lemarv, lo yoch lishto es mayim imara. Vayir Hashem eitz vayim tuku amayim. Vomru eitz ala teira. Shenema eitz chayim lachzikim ba. Vashom nitzav ala Shabbos par adum ha-shay adinim, vizeo Piri Masik Lechiki. So the Goyen over here is teaching it, especially he's teaching it as Dogish being on the Mesikos. Upiryo Masik Lechiki means that whatever nice things you say about the fruit, the question is it tasteful to me or not? The same fruit to one person can be bad, it doesn't, can't touch it, other person likes it. The masak lechiki means that when it greets mechech, it greets sweetly. So it says they came to Mara, they couldn't drink the mayim in Mara. Vayir Hashem eitz vayim tuku amayim, v'amein eitz elotera, shnema eitz chayim asim asoan. So what I would assume, and again, he also makes this point over here, that the chura all they got was mitzvahs over there. So the what they got was the Torah Shabbat. And it brings over here, if you want to take a look at the middle of the piece, it brings a very nice for Yeshua. The filu din in the para dain loy mekayim and oisam mefar lach matan Torah.
This is in which footnote?
It's in the left-hand side, in the middle, like smack in the middle. I'm a vote for Yeshua. I thought you were part of Daniel McKayne, I said, before La Dachmat and Taylor. Del Shinitl and Bemarakish is asking them, Kemoisha Pierce Rashi Lahedi Bokumish Possek Sham Summer Koykumishba. So he says we're talking about the Asik Shavai, the Taylor Shavai, and so on. So the point is like this. Whatever this mime represents, it represents a certain the world of Ruchnius. They couldn't shtel tzu to it because it was mar to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a little bit of it and it developed a certain mesikus to it. So it's just like the mashal, a person has a hard time learning, a child, until he actually develops a mesikus to it. That's the mahalach. It takes time for mesikus to develop. So the mesikus took time to develop, but lemaisa, this I guess the maila of mesikus of ruchnius, he sees it in the pasuk, and the maila he sees over here also. So pir masik l'chiki means that it has to shtal tzu to me with arevus, with sweetness. Okay, that is one shot. Pirush base with tapuach batzei yar. Oimeres yesh yishtei milus. Shani sheves tachsel knofach tapuach batzei yar. Yesh yishtei milus. Leishi bitzilo yesh yibdach shayilonis. Belahonis mipiryok. So here the Goyen says that there's some sort of milan that sail, which is kind of strange, as we says before, not. So I would assume that it's not, there is no tzeil, but its tzeil is not as substantial as other types of trees. And b'meila, here is just saying that there are two in Yonim in Torah, or Kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is especially nana from. There's the tzeil and there's the pri.
It says leishiv b'tzila yaisim etachas shari lanais. So
right. So here he says. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. In other words, I don't have a problem with two pshatim, but I mean they smack size each other. What's the mitzias that they believe in? I don't know. He says also blazer b'tzarchim. So he says. Now, I don't have any more photocopies. This is left over from last time. So I have just this one. And I don't have here a safer.
I could take pictures and email it to Rabbi if that helps.
But then I'll have a problem with it. Let me just try to figure this out. Okay. So let's talk about this a little bit then. There's a very important point to make here. So he says over here. He says and so on. Afata b'teira b'chulu, ki b'moshla mayin is neged teira. Read the next two sentences.
V'haperes him habanim.
Yeah.
V'ha'el yin neged oisher, k'mash kasev yavun rachmei askalia al aliyah, del mali aliyah loy meskaiman askalia.
Right.
V'inim b'gemaru matzia, hani tarfi digan eden,
good, so let's talk about this. The Goyen sets up the Marshall tag, the Gemara, like this. There's a Mayan, there are Paris, there is shade, and so on. In this Marshall over here, and this is, Torah is connected to Mayan, which means like this. The water itself is colorless, tasteless, and when it flows underground, which is normal for the water, it's a trizonic, it's invisible. And yet, be'etzem, the metzias that comes out from it is all from the water. In a certain sense, I guess, you know, if you look at it, what the tree does is absorb the water and is molding everything from it. So it's the same idea when a person has, what's the right word for it? When a person understands things, when a person has havanas, thesis, and so on, those things tend to be moiled other things. There's a beautiful akeda, and he speaks about emuna, the inyanim of emuna, why they're so important. So, you know, Pasha says, okay, you have to be mind makash bravo, this and then that. He says it's like a tree. He says, Lamashal, a belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a moshal of the world, in Ashgacha, means that you automatically believe that there is a, you automatically believe that Hishtadlus was on a certain place. The Mela and your Mida becomes a Stachlus. And the result of that is that you don't steal, you don't take what's not yours. So he says it's like three levels. You start with your basic concept, it becomes an approach to life, and it has many fruits, lemaisa. So you see that certain inyanim of tfisa and havana, and it is like the, if I really believe the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's my deepest tfisa, the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world, then my attitude to the world is, then my midos become midos of, you know, I do what I need to do, the Ribbono Shel Olam does the rest. And the payers that come out of it is, I don't think that by stealing from somebody, I'm going to get ahead of you. That's a very, very deep mahalach. It's a chalik of the kud in that keder that he says. It's the mele here also. Talmud Torah is the Talmud Torah is supposed to come in at the ground level of a person. That's supposed to become my tfis and understanding of the world. B'meila, if that's the way I'm tefis things, it has in itself hashpas. So when I see the Elon with the Paris, I know there's a mine on the ground. Now, there are two inyanim that come out from these Paris. The Paris itself is the toilodis of that. So the Goyen says it's banim. It also means banim in the sense of the toldus of the meisim, the Arizal, the sefer that he writes on the kavanis of you know in the meisim in tefillah and the mitzvahs is called pri etz chayim. In other words, the limud of the Kabbalahs and Trashim is called the Eitz Chaim. The Pri Eitz Chaim are these payers and the Kavanas that he's supposed to have. So that's the payrit to it. There's a second part to it. There's a halacha that a shamer is mitzdarif to a pri, for tumala mashal, and so on. A shamer is not the pri, but it's an important necessity of it. So when you have a shell around it, as long as it needs the shell is part of the pre. A shamer is it's part of the thing itself because it's a necessary ancillary. So when things were kitikunam before the chet, parnasa came automatically as a result of Adam's avodah in this world. Since Adam is the one that's working, he has an expense account. Lunch is on the company, and supper's on the company, and everything's on the company because, you know, I work for the company. So there's always it's always considered a chelav. Kolam mekabel oil teterim avim and other cheretz is automatic because that's the way the world is built. Since oil der Eretz serves as a conduit for this, the Mimela, it becomes the place of it. It's like in all sorts of deals where If you go through the deal, the payment you made becomes part of it. And if you decide to buy, then this money becomes mitzvah to the main thing. It's a mahalach where things become mitzvah to you. The leaves are considered, the leaves are the ones that are necessary means for the payers. Today we know that the leaves are the ones that make the photosynthesis and the mitzarefit. The leaves protect the tree, and that's why the Gemara says that you should be for the iskalia, the alia, because without the alia there's no iskalia. Iskalia is the eshkol of anavim. The alia is the leaves on it. The leaves schus is that they're part and parcel of the payers. In other words, that the payers are lost without it, and the middle they have a schus. There's a chazal we spoke about recently about Esav that is also called, he's like a shamer before the pri. And it's very hard to understand what ways Esav is supposed to be a shamer. My sense is that had Esav been doing what he's supposed to do, then he would have been considered a shamer and so on. That's the could be that shot. I want to go back to another point here. He, according to this shot, but without going into the steer of the previous shot, according to this shot, there's two minus. There's the tzel and then there is the payers. So okay, Pashas, you learn it's two milas. The truth is, these two milas go to the heart of the two yanim of the tzilu kamadatu. When we speak, let's give a deeper marshal. When you ask a person what does he need in life, in a broad sense. So there are going to be two answers. There are going to be two items I need. One is I need my tzarchi kiel. I need to have food, shelter, water, warm, etc. Two, I need to have a tachlis for what I'm living for. To survive, an animal doesn't need that. An animal can live because it lives. An animal has no she'ifas, no ambitions. It's moiled simply because it's a very strong physical drive, and that's that. And that's all there is to it. Adam has in himself the ability, Adam has the need, not only to take what's there, but to bring something more about. If I ask somebody, this job is a good job, and I tell them yes, it has excellent job security, the work is menschlich, is decent, and the pay is decent. And what are my abilities to advance, to grow, to this, that? I would say it's zero, like a government job. So and most people would be very happy. Yes, in the first stage, right, if I don't have any money and I can't pay my bills, I'm obviously going to take it. But I'm going to feel I'm going to chafe at the job because this job is it's a dead-end job. But you have what it is. So if a person has a ruchni sticker, has other reasons to be, that's fine. But if a person is not, then start drinking. But that's the only thing. He needs something to strive for and to live for. The Vekus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes two inyanim. There's the tzel that I'm under. I need to have what I need. That's the tzel that's protecting me and taking care of me. And then I also need payers. I need something I'm striving for. Somebody asked me last night, very interesting question. He said he thinks a lot about Olam Haba being such a magnificent, wonderful place and snap. But isn't it boring? It's like, okay, so you're sitting in this ruchnistic fancy chair, the ruchnistic fancy swimming pool, the ruchnistic fancy, fine. But tachlis, it's a static matzah. And I told him that's wrong. It's a constant growth. The Ramchal explains it. It's, you know, that's why there's the Elvachara. Shishi, Shvi, Shmini, all these, it's a constant mahalach, and that's the way in which it's different in Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh has a certain staticness to it. Yes, we can finish it, and we can complete it. Olam Haba means that which comes. So he's saying now that two Shvachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that both of these inyanim, the inyan of having what I need and what is, and having a future from it, and being able to be moiled, ruchnis, vaisim, tayvim, tayvim, whatever it is, but this flood, both of them are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think those are the two nekudas in
Yom. So how does it plug back into what the Gaon is saying? We got a tree, copy the tree, and you find the tree, so there's the cell.
So now he's saying the same inyan when he told him he was Meshabeach, the two inyanim, both the shade and the peiros. So it's not stam two inyanim that are okay, you know, he's comparing it over there. You see that the water underneath it is more than two things, the shade and the peiros. Mm-hmm. That's what the Gaon is showing too, that these are the two milas of the tree. Mm-hmm. They're not just two stam milas. Mm-hmm. The third mile, you can make a treehouse in it. It's explaining two essential inyanim that the Vegas and Kadosh Baruch Hu gives.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, this is very like years ago. I asked Rabbi why we would need Mashiach, because after Mashiach and Olam Haba, there's no everything is very, very static. So based on what Rabbi's saying now, that there's constant growth, whatever that means in Olam Haba, that there's constant growth. I mean, don't we call Malachim are Yidden, but Yidden because they have the people, because they have a Chira, they're a Holchim.
And a certain sense, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, the road to Him is infinite. So as long as you're a Holchim, so if you're a Yidden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be infinite, the Yidden. If you're a Holchim, the road is infinite, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, there's no stop. Look at the Gaon. The Gaon lived 70 years with such extraordinary. He didn't feel that he stopped. You know that he's finished everything. He always, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, but in Olam Haba, after a person in Acha Misa, Rabbi is saying that even in Olam Haba there's halicha. So how does that?
Yelchu mechayel chayel. That's the pshat. Yelchu mechayel chayel. Almost the pshat. The pasuk pshat. Okay.
Okay. Fine.
Next week, I should be in Eretz Yisrael already. We'll play it by ear. But the only thing is the times are going to be a problem. At 9 o'clock, your time is going to be not a good time for me. Like, I guess you have to figure out what other time than day would work for you. Tell me. I'll
make time. Rabbi,
let me know a little bit what's convenient, and then we'll figure it out.
Okay, excellent. Fine. Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Take care.
Have a wonderful trip. Take care.
Thank you. Call to.